1 Corinthians chapter 8. Now as concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but charity edifies. And if any man thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if any man loves Elohim, the same is known by him. Therefore as concerning the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no other Elohim but one. For though there are things that are called Elohims, whether in heaven or upon earth, as there are many Elohims and many masters, yet to us there is but one Elohim, the Father, from whom are all things, and we in him, and one Master Yeshua the Messiah, by whom are all things, and we by him. But that knowledge is not in every man, for some with conscience of the idol to this hour eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. But food does not commend us to Elohim, for neither are we the better, if we eat, neither are we the worse, if we do not eat. But take heed lest by any means this freedom of yours should become a stumbling block to those who are weak. For if any man shall see you, who have knowledge, sit eating in the idol's temple, will the conscience of him, who is weak, not be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? And through your knowledge shall the weak brother perish, for whom the Messiah died? But when you thus sin against the brothers and wound their weak conscience, you sin against the Messiah. Therefore, if food makes my brother to fall into sin, I will eat no flesh while the world stands, lest I make my brother to fall into sin.